Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just taken a significant leap in its space-based intelligence capabilities, with the Ministry of Home Affairs integrating the Pragya satellite imaging system into the National Security Surveillance Infrastructure, enabling real-time high-resolution imaging of sensitive border areas, conflict zones, and internal security-sensitive regions. What makes this significant is that Pragya represents an advancement in India's indigenous space-based intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capability, reducing dependence on commercial satellite imagery and foreign intelligence. The system operates under the framework of India's Defence Space Agency, or DSA, and complements existing assets in the RISAT and CARTOSAT satellite families. First, let us understand what the Pragya system is. Pragya, which means intelligence or wisdom in Sanskrit, is a DRDO-developed satellite imaging and data fusion system. Its key capability is that it integrates multi-source satellite data, including synthetic aperture radar, or SAR, from RISAT, which can see through clouds and at night, and optical imagery from CARTOSAT, with AI-powered analytics to detect movement, infrastructure changes, and threats in near real time. Building on this, let us look at India's space-based surveillance architecture. The ISRO satellite families, such as CARTOSAT and RISAT, play a crucial role in this. CARTOSAT 3, which was launched in November 2019, provides 25 centimeters resolution, which is among the highest for any Indian satellite, and is sufficient to identify vehicle types and military equipment. The RISAT advantage lies in its SAR imaging capability, which is especially valuable for all-weather imaging, night imaging, and vegetation penetration, making it critical for LOC surveillance in Jammu and Kashmir and Lakh in Ladakh. Now, let us turn to the Defence Space Agency, or DSA. The DSA was established in 2019 under the Integrated Defence Staff, and it was created following India's anti-satellite, or RASAT, test, Mission Shakti, which demonstrated India's capability to destroy satellites in low Earth orbit, establishing India as a space warfare power. The DSA coordinates India's military space doctrine, ensuring that satellite assets are protected and adversary space capabilities are monitored. It is worth pausing here to note that space is now recognized as the fourth dimension of war, with modern military doctrine acknowledging its importance. GPS and Navic-based precision strikes depend on satellite navigation, ISR relies on satellite imagery, communication satellites enable long-range command and control, and ASAT weapons can neutralize enemy satellite advantages. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of the MHA integration. Beyond border surveillance, the MHA uses satellite imaging for internal security applications. Pragya's AI analytics layer allows for rapid automated detection of changes, such as new construction, troop movement, and vehicle concentration, without requiring human review of every image frame. Now, let us examine India's DRDO, which plays a significant role in space and surveillance. The DRDO, or Defence Research and Development Organisation, has achieved several space-related milestones, including the development of the ASAT system, electronic warfare systems for satellite communication jamming, Pragya satellite imagery analytics, and Gagan, which is a GPS-aided geo-augmented navigation system jointly developed with ISRO and AAI for aviation. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the geopolitical context. China's space militarization is a significant concern, with its PLA Strategic Support Force, which was restructured in 2024 as the PLA Information Support Force, controlling hundreds of reconnaissance satellites, the BeiDou navigation system, ASAT weapons, and directed energy weapons. India's Pragya integration is partly a capability-building response to China's extensive space-based ISR advantage along the Lakh. Pakistan's space assets, on the other hand, are limited, with most of its ISR support coming from Chinese satellites and commercial imagery. The commercial imagery dependency risk is significant, as commercial providers can be pressured by their governments to deny imagery of sensitive areas, and they have variable revisit times and data security risks. Pragya addresses strategic self-reliance in intelligence collection. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Pragya is a DRDO satellite imaging plus AI analytics system that has been integrated by the MHA for border and security surveillance. The DSA, or Defense Space Agency, was established in 2019 under the Integrated Defense Staff, and its headquarters is in Bengaluru. Mission Shakti, which was conducted on 27 March 2019, was India's ASAT test, which destroyed its own satellite in low Earth orbit, making India the fourth country to demonstrate ASAT capability. RISAT is a synthetic aperture radar satellite that provides all-weather, day-night imaging, with RISAT to be having submitter resolution. Cartosat 3, which was launched in 2019, has 25 cm optical resolution, making it India's sharpest commercial use imagery satellite. Emisat is an ISRO electronic intelligence satellite that tracks enemy radar emissions. Navaisi is India's regional navigation system, with 7 operational satellites that cover India and a 1,500 km neighborhood. The DRDO was established in 1958. And it has a budget of over 25,000 crore rupees. The SAR advantage is that it can see through clouds, rain, and forest canopy, and it works day and night, making it critical for LOC and lacks surveillance. China's SSF, which was restructured in 2024, is the PLA information support force that controls space, cyber, and electronic warfare. Gagan is a GPS-aided geo-augmented navigation system that was jointly developed by the DRDO, ISRO, and AAI for civil aviation. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your preparation because it highlights the importance of space-based surveillance and intelligence in modern warfare, and it demonstrates India's capabilities in this area. In conclusion, India's integration of the Pragya satellite imaging system into its national security surveillance infrastructure is a significant development, with implications for its border surveillance and internal security. As India continues to build its space-based capabilities, it is essential to understand the geopolitical context and the role of space in modern warfare.